Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
No Coins Needed for Repayment by Seth Gwynn, Nebraska, USA. In August of 2003, my family was traveling to Nebraska from Branson, Missouri. After a short vacation, my wife Jan, our two daughters, ages 9 and 8, and I were on our way back home. We stopped in Springfield, Missouri to visit family. My wife suggested that we visit a laundromat rather than bother our kinfolk to do our laundry in their home, as they were ill, away, or otherwise busy. After our clothes were done, we left to go several miles out of town to spend the night with a cousin. That evening, after extensive searching, my wife discovered her purse was missing. A call to the laundromat produced no results. The attendant searched the facility but found nothing. Ditto several other calls to stores we visited that day. Thoroughly disheartened, Jan bemoaned the loss of our vacation traveler's checks, some cash, her necessary medication, as well as the usual driver's license, credit cards, work ID, etc. The next morning we returned to Springfield to go through the dumpsters and the waste baskets near the laundromat and to report the loss to the police. On an off chance, Jan returned to the laundromat to inquire about her purse again. The clerk called her boss, a woman named Judy, who had seen my wife's purse near one of the dryers and had taken it home for safekeeping. Judy offered to bring it to us right away. We suggested that we go to her house to pick it up, but she wouldn't hear of it. About 15 minutes later, she arrived at the laundromat with Jan's purse and quite an impatient 4-year-old granddaughter in tow. The little girl couldn't understand what all the fuss was about and was eager to return to her grandma's house. Everything in the purse was intact, although Judy had made some phone calls on our cell phone. She had called our house sitter in Omaha, Nebraska, to see if she knew our travel plans and could tell her how we might be contacted. She had called American Express to ask how to return our traveler's checks in the event we couldn't be found. And our home and work numbers still trying to find us. The two women exchanged church and family stories for a while until the granddaughter couldn't contain herself any longer and we parted company. Not only did this wonderful woman go out of her way to return my wife's purse, but she would only accept payment in the form of a big hug, which my wife gratefully delivered with heartfelt appreciation. Heroes come in all shapes and sizes, in all walks of life. We often silently thank ours.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.